News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Envoys from Iran and the U.S. held talks today in Oman. It was the first round of what's going to be a continuing set of talks over Iran's nuclear program. Senator Tom Cotton said even before Donald Trump was elected back in 2016, he said that he would never allow Iran to build a nuclear weapon.
And he said repeatedly, publicly and privately, over the last couple months, that he can allow Iran to get a nuclear weapon. He'd like to do so with a deal, which would be better for everyone. But if we don't have a deal, there will be bombing.
Trump repeatedly has threatened to unleash airstrikes targeting Iran's nuclear facilities unless a deal can be reached. He's also made it clear he does prefer diplomacy. The president now open to bringing back a Maryland man who was mistakenly deported to El Salvador along with a lot of Venezuelan gang members. White House correspondent Greg Clugston is traveling with the president, has the details.
A federal judge told a government lawyer it was extremely troubling that he had no information about the whereabouts of Kilmar Abrego Garcia. A day earlier, the Supreme Court said the administration must facilitate the man's return to the U.S., and President Trump indicated to reporters on Air Force One he would do that if that's what the justices want.
If the Supreme Court said bring somebody back, I would do that. I respect the Supreme Court.
On Monday, the president will host El Salvador's president at the White House. Greg Clugston, traveling with the president in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Former California Congressman John Campbell says, although China is the worst U.S. trading partner, Beijing is not alone in maintaining unfair trade practices.
That's why this whole notion that we've had free trade since World War II is not true. It's countries all over the world have, except the U.S., have been protecting particular industries that they want to protect.
Campbell spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. Two pro-life states will get their federal funding, after all.
When Oklahoma and Tennessee refused to refer women for abortions, President Biden cut off millions of dollars in federal family planning money to the states. Now President Trump has reversed that decision, releasing the money which the states will use for various kinds of health care. Meanwhile, the new administration is working to stop the flow of taxpayer dollars to Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion business in this country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Now that each individual state has to decide how to handle abortion, the makeup of each state's Supreme Court is coming under scrutiny. There are also debates about how to select Supreme Court justices. Seven states use partisan elections. 14 use nonpartisan elections. Nine states put that task on the governor, who has to appoint justices. Two use legislative appointments. Four have hybrid models, and 14 use a merit selection process. This is SRN News. An investigation underway after a bomb exploded in Greece. Thankfully, nobody was hurt, as Jennifer King reports.
In Athens, Greece, forensic investigators in white coveralls were combing the scene after an explosion near the offices of Hellenic Train, Greece's main railway company. Authorities say a bag containing an explosive device went off on Friday night, causing limited damage. Local media said a newspaper and a website received anonymous calls warning that the bomb had been planted outside the railway company offices. The normally busy area was cordoned off to keep residents and tourists away. There have been criticisms and protests over the government's handling of a 2023 train collision in northern Greece. The disaster killed mostly young people returning to university after a holiday break. The crash exposed severe deficiencies in Greece's railway and safety systems. I'm Jennifer King.
No injuries reported, and authorities cordoned off the area. The building had been evacuated prior to the bomb going off. More of these stories at SRNNews.com.